Hello everyone, it's Bill Burke from Vance Base Camp. I don't even know how to describe in words what I've been through the last 3 days, 4 days on this mountain. I'll give a really quick report because we got to move down, and when I get down to Chinese Base Camp, I'll give a more complete report. But we made our move for the summit on May 25th. It snowed and blew really hard all the way up to the summit, but we pushed on and made it. There were a couple of times up on that northeast ridge where I wasn't sure I'd flown back, and I'll talk about that more later. Came back down to Camp 3. We spent 2 nights at Camp 3. I didn't tell my family this, but they say it's not safe to spend the night there because it beats up on your body. Your body basically is slowly dying at that altitude, even with oxygen. But we spent 2 nights there. When we came down from the summit, it was our second night. I woke up the next morning thinking I'd have a nice walk down and celebrate at advanced base camp, but not so. A horrendous storm came in and slammed into us at Camp 3. And having winds and snow like I've never seen before, knee high, at waist high at points, moving down from Camp 3 to Camp 2, never stopped. Camp 2, I insisted we stop and spend some time in our tents there, but that didn't help. It never let up, and in fact, moving from Camp 2 back down to Camp 1, which is on the North Col, it turned into absolute blizzard, hurricane force winds with heavy snow and complete snow blindness. You couldn't see your hand in front of you coming down that snowfield from Camp 2 to Camp 1. My two Sherpas and I were huddled together. Couldn't see anything. The only reason we knew we were going in the right direction back to Camp 1 was because we were on rope lines, and moving along the rope line, you at least know you're going in the right direction. So that took us forever to get to the North Col, Camp 1, spent the night there. The tents were in decent enough condition. We could spend the night there. But the storm didn't let up. And so yesterday we had to come down that steep North Pole, Camp 1 down to ABC. And that's what we did yesterday. Waist high snow, no footholds, just working our way down. And we finally did arrive last night here at ABC, so we're now safe. That's the good news. There's no more risk of falling in an avalanche or whatnot. So we're going to. I woke up this morning thinking I'd get a rest day, and then we'd move down to Chinese base camp, but it's still snowing, and it's covering up the tents, so we're going to head down to Chinese base camp today, and hopefully the conditions will be better there. So that's kind of a synopsis of what I've been through. Thank God I summited. Praise the Lord for that. It was a glorious experience. I got some photos on the summit, and really pleased that the trip was a success that way. And so far, I mean, no one on our team has been hurt, and I don't know about other teams. I saw people in pretty dire condition, but everybody was moving down. So I'll report in more detail when I get down to Chinese base camp. Appreciate all your thoughts and prayers. As you can see, they work. And now I'm just praying that everybody gets down safely. And I'll call in a couple of days. Love you guys. Bye.